Ik Nibba Dibba is back after a sellout season at last year's Sydney Festival at the Campbelltown Arts Centre. It's a show that marries drama, comedy and politics. And Post, aka the kick-ass trio Zoe Combs-Ma, Natalie Rose and Mish Grigor, are the collaborative force behind this show. And joining us now is Zoe Combs-Ma herself to talk more about it. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Good. Good. Shall we say this in German? Good. Yeah. Ich Nibba Dibba.
Yes.
What does it mean?
So it is a really mean name. We know that. So sorry for everyone who is trying to book tickets and can't say the name of the show. It's fake German. So the show is about sort of our friendships, and it's kind of taken from archival recordings over about 14 years now. So it's real conversations that we've had. And in that time, you come up with really stupid in-jokes and trains of thought. And Ich Nibba Dibba originally started as ist nie gemacht, which means is never done, as in a woman's work is never done. And then it has become this stupid thing that is just wrong, and it's become this bastardized German for nothing. So in one sense, it's sort of about what the work is about, which is, you know, women and the constant kind of conversation and things never ending, but also it's just about a dumb joke between three friends.
How did, you know, you guys all get together and was like, this will make a great show?
Yeah. We didn't kind of go like, let's make this into a show. We sort of ended up with the show after years of, see, we started working together in 2014. We've always recorded our rehearsals, and we've generated scripts from just conversations that we have, but we realized we had all these offcuts, and we went, oh my god, we've made this accidental show. And then once we started putting it together, then it sort of revealed itself as the strange monster that it is.
So what kind of, you know, messages are you kind of trying to convey through this interesting bastardized German?
Well, it's interesting. Normally we would make a show with kind of clear messages or themes already in mind, but with this show it's sort of we kind of found the meaning of it as we went through. So it's a lot about mundanity, and it's just like really boring conversations that we have. It's not a boring show, but it's sort of these conversations that you have when you don't really think anyone's listening, when you're sort of off the clock. But through those conversations, it's sort of like an existential experiment in a way, because it's just we're kind of locked in a room together, and it goes for like 10, 14 years. But it's also about those female friendships. And when we started staging the work, we were like, well, these conversations that women have with each other where we're talking a lot about our bodies and trying to figure out how to exist in the world, it's we decided to it would be really interesting to elevate those off-the-clock conversations to this kind of epic drama, sort of huge piece of art. So it's sort of about that as well, about those conversations are actually really important and they can tell us a lot.
Yeah. Are people going to be surprised by some of these off-cut conversations?
Possibly. We talk a lot, because we're just stuck in a room, we talk a lot about like going to the toilet, because that is constant. It's like, oh, I need to go to the toilet. Oh God, you did really smelly poo before. Like, it's a lot of really undainty conversations. We talk a lot about getting drunk and relationships and all those sorts of things. So I think they're things that people will actually find really familiar. But it's also we're kind of presented as this quite beautiful image, but the stuff that we're saying is not beautiful at all. So it's kind of not traditionally particularly ladylike conversations.
Like, looking back on, you know, 14 years worth of archival material, how was that journey? And did you find like, oh, like your relationship's changing through it a bit, like your friendship?
It's interesting. It's namely, the word that comes to mind is horrifying. It's kind of pretty intense watching your, because some of it's video footage, so it's kind of intense watching your face melt over the years. but also our relationships have kind of, we sort of clicked really early, and that's why we started working together. And that has sort of stayed the same. It's amazing how much doesn't change. We have about seven or so conversations that we did not realize that we repeat all the time, just constantly like, hey, did you know that I, and it's like, yeah, I know that you know that, but we're having the conversation as if it's for the first time. So that's a unexpected side effect of recording yourself for that long, realizing how boring you are. But yeah, it's also, we do change, as in we get older and we're still asking each other questions and trying to figure out things, but they're different things. You know, like we start off early talking a lot about birth and what that's like and what we've heard and all these sorts of things. And then, and this is in the show, Natalie Rose actually did give birth and Mish and I were both there, and there's a recording from that which has now become part of the script. So what was hypothetical becomes a lived experience, and then we move on to now the conversations we're having are about menopause and things like that. Like, oh, did you, does that really happen? I don't know. Oh, do you need, yeah. It's very silly.
So does that mean in 14 years' time you'll come back with, like, someone's gone through lived experience of menopause?
Totally. It'll be like, well, actually, yeah. The show will just keep getting longer and longer and longer.
Is this something you think you will, like, kind of look into in the future again? And just, like, kind of, remember when we did this project where we looked at 14 years of our lives?
Do you think we'll come back, what will we come back with, like, the 20-year?
Yeah.
20-year? Well, the show does update as we go. So when we first started looking at the archives, it was about 4 years ago. So, and the, what prompted it was that we were like, oh, 10 years. Since then, it has updated. And the show goes from when we first met and we first started recording, so when I was about 19, to the present. So it does update. You know, there's a conversation that we had yesterday that's in there. It doesn't get longer though. Like, we can't, we have to sort of lose little bits in order to keep the up to the minute stuff.
Well, sounds like a lot of fun. But Zoe, thank you so much for joining us here to talk about Ich Nibber Dibber.
Thanks for having me.
It's actually really fun to say.
It is. Ich Nibber Dibber.
Ich Nibber Dibber.